Zach sang in the gag. Backstage American Music Awards, Pentatonix. Yo.
What's up?
Okay. So one, can I just start by saying I'm f***ing obsessed with all of you.
Oh my God, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Feelings mutual.
Thank you. We met like briefly, like in Ariana's basement. Yeah. Like we were watching the music video.
That's
yeah.
so funny. Wow.
But to be honest,
small world.
I can binge your videos for hours and still enjoy it, and I can rewatch stuff and I download them, so I have it on my phone.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you.
That means the world.
I mean, it's really crazy. I want you to come into the studio into the new year and like so we can really sit down and talk because, again, huge fans. But like, let's talk about the single. Let's talk about the self-titled album. I mean, what does this feel like for you guys? I mean, YouTube was your start. I'm sure this was a dream at a certain point, yeah?
It totally was a dream. I mean, it was a really vulnerable thing to be able to write a whole original album, but
yeah.
To know that it's received so well is such a blessing.
But it's also different. I mean, the arrangement
totally.
Is different. Everything is so unique. So when you listen to radio today and you're finding a place for your single or whatever, one, what do you think of the artist? And two, how do you when you hear those sounds, do you try to reflect them in your own style? How does that work?
When we're listening to pop music?
Yeah.
In a way.
Sort of, but not emulate. Okay. That's not really
we don't try to emulate the sound of it. We just kind of emulate the rhythms and the melody of it, but we make it really vocal sounding.
Do you break it apart first? What is like when you're tackling a song to cover? What is that strategy like? What is the first move?
I mean, honestly, we just keep the melody. We change the chords, and then the background parts. We just kind of improvise new rhythms and stuff, and then the soloist does their thing with it, and Kevin does different grooves.
Awesome.
Yeah, we try to totally flip it upside down.
And you do a fucking awesome
Thank
job.
You. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
It really is. Okay, going from covers to originals, a little scary.
Terrifying.
Yeah, definitely. And it was a total learning process, too, but it was really fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it was really great.
I mean, you get to explore you, right? Now this is an extension of who you guys are. What is that writing process? Is everybody involved? Is it just two of you? What is it?
No, it's usually one or two of us with a songwriter or by ourselves.
Okay.
So we can, you know... There's more room for creative flow instead of being like, no, I don't really like that. You know what I mean?
So what is it? Okay, so two of you with a writer, and then how do you work everybody else in? Because everybody brings something different.
Well, every song had a different combination
writer.
Of writers.
We all wrote on it,
yeah.
That is awesome.
It's super cool, yeah. And we all feel a part of it, and it's our stories collectively. It's really special to us.
Okay, 2015, incredible year, obviously. We look ahead to 2016. What do you see? Can you see anything coming your way?
I see it touring all over the place. We're going to go to new places next year around the world, and we're really excited about that. And just being able to perform original songs regularly. Well, I mean, we're going to connect these lyrics, which is super cool. We've always done covers, and so it's just kind of a fun new adventure for us.
Hey, please come by the studio, my friend.
Oh, my God,
Yeah.
I want to hang out with you guys. I want to tear apart the album, really talk about it. I would love to have you
in. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you.
Much love.